Professor Ballard, how are you?
I'm doing well. First day of class is at MSU, so we're getting into gear here. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Tell me, so campus must be buzzing. Students just coming back. We got a football game on Saturday, so should be pretty lively around there.
Very lively. A lot of fresh faces on the campus. They're doing construction work around my office, trying to get everything ready to go, and so it's a good time. Go Green.
Well, when the primary dictated that Rick Snyder was going to be running against Virge Bonero for the governor's job here in the state of Michigan, I wanted to get you on the program, and I wanted to get your take on how do you think each governor would fare in their efforts to revive the economy, to create jobs in the state, and to make this state more business-friendly? And I think in our conversations over the last couple of days, you pointed out to me that both of them have their positives.
I really do think that they both have positives. You know, there were seven men in the major party primaries on the 3rd of August, and I honestly believe that Michigan voters chose the cream of the crop. I think that these two are the two who have the greatest potential to be a good governor to lead Michigan in the right direction. And honestly, I think some of the folks they defeated would have led Michigan in the wrong direction. So I'm pleased at that. I should say, you know, just full disclosure here, I wouldn't say that I'm close friends with either Mayor Bonero or Mr. Snyder, but I do know both of them. I've talked with both of them, and they're both smart, energetic men, and so I think they both have some potential to lead Michigan in the right direction. Now, of course, anybody who's going to be governor, one of those two, or you or me or anybody, faces a tough situation because, you know, the manufacturing base of our economy has shriveled over a long period. The overall U.S. economy is not in great shape, and so nobody can come to the Michigan governor's mansion and snap his fingers, and all of a sudden we got 200,000 high-paying jobs. It's going to be a challenge for anybody, but I think they both have good aspects to their programs and also to their personality, because a lot of it is not just what do you put on your website and what do you say you want to do, but can you get it done in a fractious political environment?
We're talking with Charles Ballard, professor of the Department of Economics at Michigan State University. He's well-published. He's a proud Princeton grad. And let's just say, Professor Ballard, that one of these two is the next governor, and they're going to bring you in to be a consultant. What is the first thing that needs to be done to help Michigan's economy?
Well, you know, one of the things that they both have said, and I would push very hard to not only say this but get it done, would be eliminate the Michigan business tax. And then the big questions about what to replace it with, but I do think that the MBT is it's a unique tax to mix Michigan, and I don't think it's a winner for our economy. You know, one thing that I would advise very strongly, build the new bridge over the Detroit River. The Canadians are going to put up an awful lot of the money for it. It'll create jobs in the construction sector, which is a sector that's been very hard hit in our economy. So those are two things that I think could have some of the most immediate impact. Of course, you know, we got into this situation not over a period of a few months or a few years, but over a very long period. And I think that's because we didn't put enough emphasis on our education. We have a workforce that's not, in many cases, not lined up with what we need for the skill set that's needed in today's competitive global economy. So I would also put a lot of emphasis on education, although knowing that that won't bear fruit for many years. You know, if you improve pre-kindergarten and kindergarten instruction for today's youngsters, they're not going to be in the labor force for 12, 15, 20 years.
Mark Meadows has been on this program and said that he thought it may take up to a generation, 10 to 20 years, for this economy to become prosperous again. In your opinion, what needs to be done when you have issues like the bridge in which Canada is going to contribute funding to. But we have all these needs, but because of so many jobs that were lost and the tax revenue that would come from those jobs, either from the companies or taxes that that the workers would be paying, we lost those revenues. Where are we going to find the funding for all this?
Well, that, of course, is one of the biggest challenges. You know, we have a sort of a dilapidated tax system, one that doesn't keep up with the economy over time. And as a percentage of our economy, state revenues are down by something like $9 billion a year from what they were a decade ago. So that's a huge shortfall, and that makes it difficult to pave the roads, to put police officers on the street. You know, we have our roads and bridges are crumbling, and we've cut back dramatically on some of our education funding and so on. I think neither of the candidates for governor in today's political climate is going to say, hey, I'm going to reverse the trend toward reducing tax revenues, because they think that's probably a political non-starter. But I don't know if you can get what you need to be done without reforming the tax system. And I'm not just saying get rid of the MBT. You got to find additional revenues. Number one, I would go for expanding the sales tax to services and entertainments. We don't tax most of those things. It would be fairer and more efficient and would raise more revenue. And then the other one, you know, there are people, plenty of people in Michigan who have done fabulously well in the last 10, 20, 30 years. And those are mostly at the top of the income distribution. It's the average person who hasn't done well. I would institute a graduated income tax to put more of the taxes onto those like myself. I mean, I won't tell you what I make, but PhD economists do pretty well. And I would pay more under my proposals, but I think it would be fairer and better for the people of Michigan.
Well, before we let you go, the owners of those service industries say that they won't be able to stay in business or make as much a profit if they have to pay more into the system. How do you react to that?
Well, I understand that. I mean, I know that anybody who's been privileged enough to not have to pay taxes in the past wants to maintain that privileged position. But, you know, if you turn that argument around, look, the person who's the hardware store has paid a penalty all of these years. They've been taxed, whereas the person who has the pet grooming services or the tanning salon or the lawyer, they have been privileged. And so I think a level playing field is the way to go.
And then finally, Professor Ballard, before we let you go, is there a state that our state could model itself after when it comes to having a vibrant economy, having a good tax system for business?
You know, there are a lot of states that have done better than Michigan. I don't think there's any state that is perfect, but I think that the policy mix in Minnesota is the most prosperous state in the Great Lakes region. They've done a lot of things right. They really emphasize education. You know, I look at North Carolina as a state that has really created a business-friendly environment. I think Massachusetts is a state that's been very successful. So I think there are a lot of models that we can emulate.
All right, Professor Ballard, thanks so much for chatting with us. Can't wait to do it again. Enjoy your day.
Thanks very much. It's a pleasure, Tony. You're